In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Freedom isn't free. On this 4th of July, a day that we hold so dearly in our hearts as Americans, where it is we do celebrate truly the gift of freedom, let us remember today specifically, freedom isn't free. At least once a year on this day, we remind ourselves of this fundamental truth. It's an opportunity for us to recall what perhaps we've forgotten or taken for granted. And it's an opportunity for those who have not yet heard these words to perhaps hear them for the first time. Freedom isn't free. Nothing is. If by free we mean that it has no cost, then free is a four-letter word that should not be in a Catholic's mentality and in his vocabulary. It is a concept that is absolutely abhorrent to the Holy Gospel. It is a concept that insults our Lord Jesus Christ, who shows to us firsthand that everything we receive, everything cost someone something. And if it is freely given to you, do not think for a moment that it was not at a price. Most beautifully today, on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, on this 4th of July, Holy Mother Church places this liturgy before our eyes and into our ears in order that we may understand this fundamental truth today. Everything costs someone something. Don't take it for granted. St. Paul, in his epistle to the Romans, speaks particularly about the freedom that comes to us through grace. What is then freedom? My friends, freedom is the uninhibited ability to do good. It is not the license to do whatever you want, remembering that all of our actions have consequences, but that God created you in His own image and likeness. God is good, and He created you to live excellently and to do good, unimpeded from all that could get in your way from attaining heaven. But we know that this freedom, which God desires to give to you, we have reproached and forsaken through sin. Our first parents, having transgressed God's love, henceforth would place that curse of original sin upon all souls who would be conceived. And that with the exception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, with that singular privilege given to her in her Immaculate Conception, that all of us would be conceived in the slavery of original sin. And that in virtue of our baptism, as St. Paul talks about today, that we would be freed from sin because we would have died with Christ. We would find our salvation, we would find our freedom in Him whose blood paid for our freedom. Grace is not free, though it is freely given. Do not insult our Lord with ingratitude for a gift that cost Him every single drop of His blood. Yet He wishes to give to you freely. Receive this gift with gratitude. Thank Him each and every single day for that freedom which comes to you through grace. and desire, have a firm and ardent desire to cooperate with that grace daily in order that you may remain forever free. That is to say, unimpeded by sin, to do good, to get to heaven, where it is that we shall be truly free. For our freedom, though a foretaste we experience in this life, we are always inhibited by the evil that surrounds us and the evil that we retain within us. If we wish to be truly free, it costs us something too. It's not something that we simply just receive and then no longer requires our cooperation. Our Lord teaches us in the gospel today that in a certain way, he tells us that we need to have skin in the game. He sees that we're hungry. He has compassion on us, for he knows what we need. Yet he says and asks, "How many loaves do you have to offer me? Not for me to take from you, but for me to bless." Giving thanks to his Father in heaven, he takes those things which we give to him, and then he multiplies them exponentially, disproportionate to our offering, disproportionate to our sacrifice. He then blesses what we have received from him and now offer back to him, not only in gratitude, but in faith that our freedom that we desire comes at a price. It will cost us our vanity. It will cost us our comfort. It will cost us our personal security. It will cost us that human respect that we hold on to so tight. It will cost us our pride. Yes, it will cost us too. Every drop of that human blood that we still hold on to, in order that our sacrifice may be united to Christ's, not procuring the transitory and rather superficial freedoms that we sometimes tout, but the true freedom that comes in Christ, which is the freedom of sin. On this 4th of July, let us celebrate freedom, but let us give thanks to those who have made it possible for us to be truly free. Let us give thanks above all and first to our Lord Jesus Christ. For freedom is not free. It cost him his life that we may not die in sin. Let us therefore die to sin, that we may live our life truly free in Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.